The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, you could say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
LaGrasso versus LaGrasso, exclusively here on the Russo brand. I am the Mrs. Part, Noelle, and I am here with former WWE superstar, the Mr. Part, Big Vito LaGrasso. Vito, how are you today?
It's the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. Yeah, people, yeah, that's right. Been in the studios, looking at the Knicks. Patrick Ewing's got the corona, so all former Knicks, you know, we sent out, you know, get well wishes and shit. You know what I mean?
Did you send him an edible arrangement or something?
Well, me, Charles Oakley, Starks, Harper, you know, the guys. You know what I mean? Latrell.
Get out of fantasy world. You are not a Nick. We say it every week.
Are
every right. week you insist
Every week you keep criticizing me, girl. But you ain't from the hood. Come on. You ain't from, you're not from West 4th Street. You never played ball down there.
I have a migraine and you're talking a lot.
Shut up, woman. Just like get the show on the road, all right?
I have a dilemma.
What's that?
Well, you didn't win. But.
Again, Russo brand?
But you didn't lose.
Really?
We are at 50-50 on the Bachelor Party birthday or the Fox Harlow festivities. 50-50.
I got an idea. Okay? Okay? Now. We're at a dilemma here. We're 50-50. Somehow we made 50-50. I don't know.
I said this already.
All right. Hold on. All right. Let's have a ladies' vote only to decide my fate.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Ladies want to come to my party, girl.
Vito, I don't know how we're going to resolve this. And perhaps we need to have a secondary vote. But we had a rule. Did we not set forth rules about voting?
Absolutely.
Right. And wasn't the rule that you weren't supposed to vote for yourself no matter what?
Never touch the control.
Yeah. You voted for yourself.
I did not.
Did you not play Skull Von Crush? Were you not Skull Von Crush from 1991 to about 1999? Were you not Skull Von Crush? Was that you? Was that you that I saw at the Downingtown Farmers Market in 1993? Was that you? Yes, it was. And who cast a vote for Vito on Twitter? Under the name Skull Von Crush? Skull Von Crush. You voted for yourself again. Didn't you?
Skull voted.
Skull voted for you? Skull voted for you. Okay. Skull voted for you. Do you run the Skull account?
No, I don't.
What is with this Skull account? What is this? What is with this whole thing? Have you guys been following this? That there's a Skull Von Crush account on Twitter and all of the videos.
There's also a Big Vito fan page that's on.
Yeah, there's a Big Vito fan page too. Right. All these Vito things have been popping up over the past few weeks, and there's been videos, and there's been exclusives, and I don't know what's going on. You're blowing up, but Skull Von Crush is you, and he voted for Vito. I say that this vote should be null and void because I can't vote. I set up the poll. How can you vote for yourself?
But I'm not running the account.
But you're Skull Von Crush. And how do I know you're not running the account?
People, I ain't smart enough to work the controls on this.
You run the Big Vito brand account. I don't run that Twitter. You run it.
Guys.
It was Instagram.
I want comments, okay? I want to hear from you. I'm the people's album, okay? The people's album. Okay.
Should we have a shoot-off? Like, what do we do to, what do we do to
end this? I want to put a post. I want to say something. All right. Somebody, pregame this week for my birthday.
That is true.
Duke of Wrestling, Duke Bennett. He pregamed for the BIGV from the LOG to get ready, me ready for my birthday bash. Now, guy went on my wish list. Like I've been saying, he is the only one in the past 2 years to go on my wish list and get the BIGV from the LOG a pregame birthday gift. Muscle Milk.
That actually is going to lead into our poll, Mr. LaGrasso. But first, we have to decide if this 50-50. You guys need to let us know. Hit us up. Let us know. Is Skull Von Crush okay to vote for Vito? We're at 50-50. Do we disqualify Vito because Skull Von Crush voted for Vito and that's Vito? Or do we have to have some other kind of like a shoot-off or end-all? I never thought we'd end on a 50-50. What are
I'm
the odds?
I'm telling you, it's something.
I never thought we'd end on
all these Vito accounts just happen to come up out of nowhere all of a sudden.
Yeah, now we have Big Vito fan page. We have a Skull Von Crush account. And they're all voting for Vito. Something's a little bit fishy here, guys. So hit me up. Let me know. Next week, we will come to you with a deciding factor of whether we're going to have to do a 50-50 shoot-off. Also, Vito, something else that I wanted to bring up. You ate 40 McNuggets last week.
What?
You ate 40 McNuggets last week.
Yeah.
I sent you a video. I checked the Ring cam.
What about?
I found the McNuggets in my party cabinet. You didn't touch them. And then I went to the Ring cam and you were shooting honey mustard to smell like nuggets.
Babe, the McNuggets came! They're so good!
Baby.
But I caught you. Don't baby me.
Baby.
I have a migraine.
I know you have a migraine. See, this is the problem, people. I felt so terrible eating the 40 McNuggets, and I got so excited to eat the McNuggets that I love honey mustard so much. Well, I pre-gamed with the honey mustard.
Why does everything a pre-game with right? you? Just eat the friggin'
Can
McNuggets.
Can I finish?
No, I have a migraine. You're killing me.
Okay, and
you
then,
lie about Skull Von Crush voting for you. You lie about eating the McNuggets because I found 40
Babe,
McNuggets.
I told you I ordered them for you this week and I put them in your favorite cabinet.
That's not my favorite cabinet.
There is no getting along with you.
There is. We get along perfectly fine when you aren't a big fat liar.
I'm fat now.
Your ego is. Other parts of you are, but I can't talk about it. This is a PG-13 show. Babe, you lied about the McNuggets. Skull Von Crush voted for you in the polls. Can't you just come clean? Isn't there a come clean episode for you? Where you just come out and you tell everybody,
Baby,
I've been in J-Bo
life,
MF-er.
Honey, I ordered the McNuggets for you. Because I felt bad about eating them, right?
Where are my McNuggets now? I haven't even had dinner.
We haven't ordered anything, okay?
Honey. You ordered the McNuggets. Well, you didn't even order them. I ordered them. What are you even talking about?
See?
I ordered the McNuggets for you. You ordered the McNuggets. Is this like how you told me you ordered a Facebook portal for me, but for Mother's Day, and I ordered it for myself? And then you said, well, I gave it the okay. And then Lily Fox said, oh, well, Vito must have ordered it, right? You used his card? I said, no, I used my own card. Vito didn't give me anything for Mother's Day. I got a balloon. That's it.
Of Disney. And your favorite sandwich with a 44-ounce Big Gulp soda that you love fountain sodas.
You told everybody that you got me a Facebook portal, and you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't. I bought myself a Facebook portal. I paid for it.
Oh, my God. Man, there's no, like, I can't do anything. Why are we married? You are never happy with anything. Why are we?
The D. I like the date. We're married because we love each other. Love you, but
yeah, you love
liar.
To make me look bad on my own show, girl.
This is it.
I'm a shaker, baker, candlestick maker. I got it going on.
But Vito,
former Nick from the clique. I'm telling you, baby.
But Vito,
what?
You just don't tell the truth on the show,
huh? Huh?
You never tell the truth on the show.
I do tell the truth every week. I'm the people's Al Blum.
Once a worker, always a worker, yes.
Vince Russo is a god.
Vince didn't call me back this week. And then he texted me, sorry I didn't call
you. You know, that's another thing, people. I want you to go on Vince Russo's, the Vince Russo brand or the Vince Russo. Now I want you to yell at him because he tells me to call him. I call him, doesn't call back, right? Then he says, oh, you know, Big V, yo, V, hey, Skull, you know. And then all of a sudden he says, have your wife call me. I have a call. Doesn't call her back either. You know, but if it's Ben Hameen, if it's Ben Hameen and Stevie Richards, yeah, let's talk wrestling, guys, like a bunch of marks.
I've had the same phone number forever. He calls you and says, have me call him, but he's always busy. Why doesn't he just call me?
He's freaking retarded.
I don't get it. He's not okay. No, it's the not. Albums they've gotten to.
It's the head. Albums, you know? That's why I'm the people's album.
People. You are the people's I'm album. The people's I will album. Agree with All that. Right. Can we get to this week's topic?
Let's get to this week's topic. What are we going to talk about? How all my baby mamas are trying to get, you know, I never held no babies and they got baby mamas.
I have a migraine.
Oh my God.
You killed me.
You are a migraine.
Well, you're a hemorrhoid, so there.
All right.
Ready for this week's topic? Guys, I love giving Vito presents. I know that sounds stupid because I pick them all the time, but I really do. I love to spoil Vito, and I do spoil you. Admit it. I spoil Vito. I love to buy him gifts. Vito, on the other hand, likes to have this Amazon wish list. And if you get him something off the Amazon wish list, even if it's the greatest thing ever, he acts butthurt about it. I want to give him surprise gifts, but he only wants to get gifts if he knows what they are. And I know what he likes because then later he's like, oh, I really like this watch or I really like this outfit. But he always pushes this stupid wish list. So this week's vote is going to be this. I'm going to take the side of buying your husband as a surprise is a great thing. Vito is going to take the side of buy only things off my Amazon wish list and shut up about it. Right? So are you ready? Let the voting begin. Hopefully it won't end in a 50-50. Let's go. I'll let you start.
And it would be nice if some people from the Russo brand, the ones, the millions and millions who are watching the People's Album, it would be nice if, like you said, showed some love. I haven't gotten anything in 2 years, but for Vince Russo, let's buy an album. Let's give Vince an album. Oh, Vince needs this and Vince needs that and Vince. How about the BIGV from the LOG?
That's had nothing to do with the poll. You're jealous Vince gets gifts.
No. This is, but I'm producing, you know, material here for the show. But when I left the Russo brand and it wasn't good enough no more, oh, we need Vito back. We love him.
I don't recall saying this.
I, bunch of geeks, I got better things.
Can you please participate in the poll? Vito, participate in the poll.
I'm participating.
I'm giving you 30 minutes of my life to do this show because I have a mind. So you're either going to do your part as this poll, or I'm just going to like sit and bury you.
This is what I'm saying, right? This way there's no misconception. This way you can't be unhappy with a gift. You can't get mad. It's on your wish list. So would you rather have things on your wish list, or do you want somebody to buy you something that you can't use, like a tie that you hate?
I've never bought you a tie ever.
Or buy you something gray because it's not your favorite color.
I've never bought you gray ever.
All right? Or buy something that you have no use for and it winds up in the damn drawer.
I never did that either.
Guys, you decide.
Here's the thing, guys. Would you rather have nothing at all?
Yes!
Then I won't buy you any gifts.
Really?
Yep, I won't.
That's the way you're going.
I won't buy you a single gift. I'm kind enough to spend my money and my time purchasing you a gift. And you're the only person who complains about it. Everybody loves to get my gifts because I take a lot of time to pick them out. I take a lot of time to know people. And I know you better than anybody else. Do I not? Do I not? Okay. So I do. So then why wouldn't you accept a beautiful gift from me? I've done everything to make you happy. Do you get Versace watches and beautiful clothes and outfits and shoes and all that? Yes. Do you like them? Yes. I pick them out. I don't have to go on a wish list to do that. So why be butthurt about things? Why do I have to pick off a list? Why do I want to pick off a list? I don't want to pick off a list. I want to purchase a gift from my husband without picking off a list that you can look and see what I got you. So it's either you let me buy you a present and I can choose to do the list without an ultimatum, or you can pound sand and get nothing at all. Yeah. Really. Like Mother's Day for the last several years. Rebuttal.
Go. There's no rebuttal, guys. I want you to vote, okay? I just want you to vote, okay? I want you to
Why, listen. Why, so you can make up more fake accounts and vote for yourself?
I want you to listen to this and see what I deal with on a daily basis.
Purchases her own Mother's Day gift. Purchased him a Versace watch. Listen.
Yeah. I never get you nothing, right?
Didn't say that. Just said you didn't give me anything for Mother's Day and then claimed you bought me something when I paid for it. Just saying, that's the way that went.
I didn't know you so materialistic. Being a Buddhist?
Please don't discuss religion because you're a Catholic and you've got a divorce.
I'm a Catholic. I'm getting another divorce, too.
Then you must not be a very good Catholic. Maybe I'm not a very good Buddhist.
I'll be a peaceful Catholic. Peaceful Catholic.
I don't think so, Vito. Here's what I think. I buy you things like Versace watches, and I get a crock pot.
That's what you asked for.
I don't own any Versace watches.
You but asked I for buy a crock- you
things that
but
you love.
But you asked for a crock pot.
But I buy you things that you love. Do you not love the presents that I buy you?
Well, you got what you asked for. If you asked for something, I get it. That means that you got what you wanted.
I didn't get an electric wheelchair. So, Vito, do you not like the gifts that I get you?
They're wonderful. Notice the thing of this. I want, I want, I want.
I don't want anything.
I want.
Dork chap. I didn't say I wanted anything. I said, do you not like the gifts that I purchased you? This is about you. This poll's about you, not me. It has nothing to do with me.
I love the gifts you give me. They're beautiful. Every single one.
I buy you watches because it's what you collect. I get you beautiful watches because I know you collect those. I don't need a list to tell me that you collect watches. I already know. So why do I have to follow a list or you get mad? Why do they have to follow a list? What if they want to send you something? You're making them follow a wish list. What if they want to send you something else? What if they have something they want to send?
Stick with the list.
Why? If the kindness of their hearts and their financial pockets, they want to send you a gift. You're going to tell them they can only buy you a gift on a list?
The gift list.
But nobody wants to just only buy you things on a list. Plus, have you looked at your list?
Yes, it's very good and affordable.
Affordable?
There's socks on there.
I saw $75 shoes on that list.
But that's in case somebody wanted to really spoil me.
Who wants to really spoil you that
There's
much?
People out there. They're coming.
So for the last 2 years, you got nothing. You put shoes on your wish list for $75, and then you say the people want to spoil you?
Guys, I rearranged my wish list so it is affordable. And it is very, very affordable. Okay? Very affordable.
So if I just go on the affordable things on your wish list, if I do, that's okay. So if I buy you, like, protein
seven,
cookies.
Eight, nine things.
No. You just said buy off the list. So if I
That's
buy,
right.
you
buy a few things off the list.
If I buy you protein cookies off the list, you're going to be happy with that for your birthday as opposed to what I had in mind to get you. You'll be happy with the protein cookies because they're on the list, right? Right?
Yes, princess.
No, don't call me princess and be condescending.
Yes,
don't be buttercupping me. You know how I feel when you call me flower names, too. And if you say petunia, you're not going to live to see your birthday.
Listen.
Don't you say it. Don't you call me petunia. I will lose my shit. Petunia was Porky Pig's girlfriend. I don't need that drama in my life.
Go ahead. Guys, you make the vote, okay? Vote for the People's Album or vote for Noel.
Wait, how comes you get like a nickname and I just get Noel? Why can't I have like a cool nickname?
Why can't I have this? Why can't I have that?
No, I'm just saying, I'm the People's Album, the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. I play with the Knicks. I'm grabbing Biggie Smalls. Well, I'm not deranged. I
have a life.
I do have a life. I have a very good life.
Say it. I'm the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G, former Nick, former rap, okay?
I'm honest. Hi. I'm Noel Harlow LaGrasso. I deal with this all day. Maybe you should look at my wish list.
All right.
7 days a week, 365 days a year.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who wouldn't mind trading places with you.
Who?
Plenty of
Maybe
people.
Maybe Duke Bennett.
There are plenty of ladies out there who wish they could sit in this spot and do this podcast.
Should we take a poll?
Yeah, we should take a poll. We should. See how many people would like to co-host the Big Vito brand, the Big Vito, the BIGV from the LOG, and be my co-host.
Should I put out here what comes with co-hosting?
Yeah, should we come, should we put out there what I deal with on a daily basis?
Nothing. Guys, you see this show, right? I edit, I produce, I upload, I do all his social media except his Twitter. He does that one himself. I schedule all of his interviews, not to mention everything outside of here. Just dealing with you is very much of a strain.
I can't believe that you actually complain.
I'm not complaining. If we're going to have a vote, the women have to know what goes
the
into
people,
it.
The women will know. Listen, I'd be more than happy to be here with you, BIGV from the LOG.
Oh, yeah, because people commonly refer to you as that.
Right.
When?
Women would be more than happy to swap spots. It says, Noelle doesn't want the seat anymore? Oh my God.
When they're up editing after midnight because you want to look thin on the camera and I have to continually adjust it so you think you look thin on the camera, but you're already thin on the camera. So you're up till 2 or 3 in the morning trying to adjust the light from somebody that pretty much looks the same as he did in 1988. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to sign up for that.
I'm sure they will.
There'll be a line around.
I'm sure there'll be a long line.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Nobody will want me, right? Like, nobody's going
to. We're not talking about
you. No, but,
well,
just saying.
We're not talking about you.
Guess because you
know. Me. And that's the problem. We have to talk about you, make it about you, so you downgrade me. So
okay, look. The people can look at this screenshot and say, now who do you guys think is the person that has the ego that constantly has to be talked about, and who's the person that has to go in the backseat? Is it the person with the old Magic Kingdom shirt on with the hair that's in a ponytail and the glasses? Or do you think it's Slick Rick Willie over here with his robe and his Versace glasses bopping his head with the perfect tan? You know why I don't have the perfect tan? Because I'm in the house editing podcasts. You know why he does? He's at the pool. So who do you think has the bigger ego out of the two of us? You can vote for that, too.
I gotta look good for the peeps. I'm the people's album.
Ugh, you're the people's torture. I laughed in your face.
Okay.
All right. So the vote here is clear. Should I be forced to purchase a gift off of Vito's wish list, or should I get him what I know that he will like because I know him better than anybody else at his own admission? Or should he get nothing because he's demanding everybody purchases him a gift?
Oh, so you're going to put nothing, just three choices.
I'll give him three choices. I figured nothing or I purchase you what I want is on my side, and you stick to the wish list and your $75 shoes and your
people's wish list.
Cookies.
The people's wish list.
I hope The Rock sends you a cease and desist. The people's wish list.
The people's wish list.
Why are you the people's album?
I'm the people's album. I'm repping the brand. They blame Russo for everything.
Oh,
I have a migraine. I can't do this with you. I can't do that. My head hurts.
The room is spinning. So, guys, here's your chance to vote. Is it wish list or whatever I feel he would love? So you're going to be able to vote on Twitter. I am at the Magic Tea Spiller. I will have a poll up Monday afternoon after this has aired on the Russo brand, where you can go ahead and vote for this guy or this girl and make your choices. Don't forget to follow us on all social media under the Big Vito brand. Also, too, apparently there's a Skull Von Crush and there's a Big Vito fan page and there's all these things. Well, go ahead and follow them. Since I think they're Vito voting for himself anyway, go ahead and vote for them. Skull Von Crush voted for you. You know, all of a sudden you can feel you lost since October. All of a sudden, a Skull Von Crush account, Big Vito accounts come up, and then all of a sudden you get 50-50. Even with fake accounts, you couldn't even win the vote.
You're really getting on me here. This is supposed to be a family-oriented
show. How are those McNuggets, bud?
They taste friggin' good.
The ring cam says you were doing shots on the porch of Honey Mustard. Babe, I pre-gamed with
Honey Mustard.
Everything in your life is a pregame. I'd love to know when the main event is. I'm still waiting. All right, guys. So check out our social media. Also on our Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrands. We have all kinds of stuff. Subscribe, support the brand. We've got Virtue's brand of wrestling. We've got Getting Color with Vito and Virtue. We've got DJs After Dark. We have all kinds of stuff on there. So go ahead and check that out. We try to do as much live as we possibly can. We hope everybody is doing well during this quarantine also, because as our little friend Lexi says, teen stinks. Right. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Because you do have a little bit more time to fill.
No, so. I'm good. I'd rather end the show on a happy note instead of getting into another long discussion with you because you have a migraine, okay, because you have a pain and everything is bad and nobody wants to be with me and nobody
everything
wants to buy me presents and nobody wants to do anything for the BIGB from the LOG.
Could you make a longer catchphrase too?
The People's Album has spoken.
Dwayne Johnson, if you would like our address to send a cease and desist to Mr. LaGrasso, I would be happy to provide that for you. Just follow me on Twitter and I will DM you. The People's Wish List.
If The Rock sent me a gift.
It'll never happen. You'd probably fake it. Send it to yourself and be like, Rock sent me protein cookies.
I would send it so back.
If The Rock sent you a gift, you would send it back?
That fool ain't sending me nothing. He knows I'm a better actor. Better looking, okay? Better than everything, okay?
Well, I think you're better looking, but I'm biased because I'm married to you. But I'm a better actor. You lost
you
that
said
vote.
It in last week's tape. He was a better actor.
And now I said you lost that vote. I was agreeing The Rock is a better actor. I don't think he's better looking. You're my husband, and I think you're gorgeous.
Sure.
Oh, really? Blowing me off because I have an opinion about the way you look?
That's fine. That's the way. Go on Team Rock.
I'm not on team anybody. I'm on team the truth. And apparently, you don't know what team that is because you lied about the chicken McNuggets and you voted for yourself in the thing again. No, really. What account's going to come up this week? Uncle Chester fan account? Remember you were Uncle Chester? Sledgehammer Rock are us. Remember Sledgehammer Rock? All your characters you've ever been are going to form Twitter accounts and come attack me?
This is so bad. You are ridiculous. I don't even know how to set up a Twitter.
How was that? What was the Hare Krishna name so we can make an account for him too?
Harry.
Shut the fuck up. Your Hare Krishna's
character
name was Harry.
Why are you cursing on the album brand?
Because I will say as I choose, I have my name. Your Hare Krishna's character name was Harry. Oh, that's creative.
So was the gimmick.
Did you really, I know I have a picture
handed
of you.
Handed out pamphlets and everything.
And you wrestled Nunzio like that.
Huh?
Nunzio said you wrestled him like that, he told me. Oh,
he did the job.
He jobbed to Vito dressed as a Hare Krishna. This is the life I live, folks. It's the life I live. If I see a Sledgehammer Rock account show up on Twitter, you're done. You're done. There's little Daisy Duke shorts dancing around the hot stepper. If anybody has a copy of Vito doing the Sledgehammer Rock character, please send it to me. Because I haven't seen it yet. Ooh, I wonder if your brother has it.
No. He doesn't have anything like that. He doesn't keep tapes. He's lucky he knows how to work Facebook.
That is true. I have to help. I'm like the IT department for the LaGrassos. Both your brothers.
So how can I go and do these things when you're talking about me?
It's that hard to start a Twitter account, Vito. It's not like I'm asking you to hook up a VCR, because you couldn't do that. I'm not asking you to set up a Facebook portal, because you didn't even purchase one. So I don't really know how you would do any of that. But I believe you set up these.